Welcome, everybody, to the first Illumi Learn Academy podcast. I'd like to welcome my guests today, my colleagues, Dr. Olani and Dr. Peoples. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Nkape Olani, and I am the Divisional Manager for the Professional Engineering Wing of the Royal School of Military Engineering. Very much a handful, but it just means I just manage the civilian academic team within this wing. We deliver master's and bachelor's degree courses to military soldiers and officers. But my prior life, I was the head of department for computing at the University of Essex Online. So it's a great privilege to be with my former colleagues and our business partners on this podcast.
Thanks. Catherine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you, Doug. So my name's Catherine Peoples. I am an associate lecturer in my main role with the Open University in the United Kingdom. I also do research with Ulster University and BT in Northern Ireland as well, and support some modules on the University of Essex online.
Thanks very much, everybody. And I'm Doug Millward. And like these other two, I'm not a PhD, but I've spent almost 20 years working with computers in industry. And I also teach. And as Catherine and Nkape mentioned, I've taught with both these esteemed individuals. I've also taught in bricks and mortar places, such as the University of Wolverhampton in the UK. Today, we are here to discuss a number of questions that are important to the academic community of learners. Our first question is, education. Is it a scam or is it about scholarship? Where does this question come from? In 2022, Rishi Sunak, when he was running for the Prime Minister position, said he vowed to phase out university degrees that do not improve students' early potential under plans to reform education if he became the next UK Prime Minister. And as part of these proposals, the Tory leadership pledged to create a Russell Group of technical colleges. They claimed that these changes would mark a significant stride towards a parity of esteem between vocational and academic education. This has variously been reported as steps towards preventing universities promoting Mickey Mouse qualifications and rip-off degrees. So, my question to my colleagues is, do you agree that some university courses are Mickey Mouse? And should education just be about vocational qualifications, career progression and development? And Kepi, do you want to kick off with this one?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, actually, because I remember when it first came out and my first question was, what on earth are these Mickey Mouse degrees? I need to know about this. I never heard of them when I was at uni. I know I did engineering, obviously, but it was definitely one way. It was 9 to 5, 5 days a week. So I never had the chance to not do anything. But I did have friends who were in the arts who were just reading or had classes twice a week and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't class them as Mickey Mouse degrees. I mean, for me, I was thinking more of some random ones I'd seen about golf management or something to do with Star Trek and all these kind of things. Just they have an interest and then they stick a bachelor's degree on it, you know, a badge on it and say, yeah, you can get a degree in this thing you're interested in. But then again, does it have the academic integrity that comes with the degree in itself? So most likely not. I don't think one should stick a badge on something on Star Trek and call it a degree, really. It should probably be, I don't know, level one thing or just some interest group that you come together and do stuff on. So yeah, I'm all for getting rid of these degrees. It would just be need to be clear what exactly we're calling Mickey Mouse degrees. Because the other thing is people bring out is to do with whether or not you can get a job, at, you know, afterwards. Yeah, that's true, but I know some engineers who didn't get a job after doing their degree and then moved on into finance. So I don't know. Yeah.
Thanks for that, Nkepi. I agree. I think there's some good points there, and we'll come back and pick them up in a minute. Catherine, do you want to make some initial comments on this?
I think it's also important from the student perspective, you know, this idea of the full stream, and I think it's true. Students are coming out with a degree and a lot of expense as well in the background. And they're unable then to get a job, which is reflective of the time and the money that they spent and invested into this degree. And sometimes you find that the people who come into these types of degrees, maybe from less advantaged communities, and they're the ones who, you know, stand to gain the most, but they're left in the most vulnerable position. And, you know, it can be I'm not going to say a lifetime of death, but it can be a very long interval of death that they have to recover. So they've got no choice but to get into something that will allow them to pay that back.
And I remember you mentioning that one of your acquaintances had been looking at a so-called Mickey Mouse degree. In 2023, when Rishi actually was PM, he decided to put these ideas into practice, which must be a first for the Conservative Party, some might say. So the Prime Minister and the Education Secretary, Gillian Keegan, promised to crack down on rip-off degree courses, which left graduates with inadequate pay and high debt. And that was from an article in the FT. As a brief reminder, all of this came from something called the Deering Report, way back in the late 90s, which first proposed student contributions to tuition fees. It was commissioned by the Conservatives, although it was actioned by the Labour Party. So in a sense, both parties, as well as universities themselves, are responsible for the high debts that students face today. So in a sense, the government played a part in the debts by actioning this report. Which means that, as was previously stated, some students can acquire almost a lifetime's worth of debt from their studies. Some will come out of university with debts of 60, 70, or even £80,000, which I feel is ridiculous. And the point is, some of the blame for that should be put on the government because they're the guys that actions this policy. And despite these huge debts, we're in a similar situation again, where universities are saying they don't have enough money to be able to do their jobs or deliver their services. So we've basically gone from the point where the government and universities funded education to effectively students funding education.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think one thing that's coming back into my mind is that you only have to repay that loan once you're earning a certain amount.
correct.
But
Yeah.
then, obviously, although that's the case, I mean, it's still going to be affecting your credit.
It depends on when you started and where you live, but it may be as long as 40 years before the debt is cancelled or wiped.
Didn't you also mention the Kebby the was it an accordion degree?
Oh,
There's a
yeah.
I won't mention the institution, but I read that a university was offering a YouTube influencer degree. And again, some places offer game playing, not game creation, game playing degrees and diplomas. I struggle to see what you could fill 3 years with on a game playing degree.
Yeah, but then the one thing that we would say as well, isn't it, that it's about the transferable skills that you get from a degree. So it's not just do I know how to play games, but what are the transferable skills I've got that I could apply elsewhere? I suppose we would need to go down into the mechanics as what's actually involved in these
What's it
degrees.
involved?
Exactly, and I think that that is the point. Was Sunak really saying that he just wanted to ensure that students became active economic units much more quickly? And recently, that has become a major issue in the UK, that we don't have enough economically active units, that is, workers. So this thing about Mickey Mouse degrees, is it just a way of saying we want to get people economically active ASAP? But you made some good points about all the additional skills that you get from a university degree or from education in general. So, what about the value that those skills, plus all the other things such as arts and other courses, add to the community? If you measure education purely on the high debt incurred and inadequate pay obtained, you're missing some important points. Some people might argue that an arts degree might qualify as one of these Mickey Mouse degrees. Because if you do an arts degree, you've got no guarantees that you're ever going to make enough money to even start repaying your loan. And if the only criteria is a loan repayment, well, that's where that criteria might come from. Some people do an arts degree, but then they'll go and get jobs in other industries, or they might become famous artists, or they might become actors. And in the latter cases, they may make more money than they could ever dream of in other careers. Or they may just do amateur dramatics and never actually get a job much beyond working in a building society or working as a waiter or a waitress. Does that mean they've wasted their education?
But could we maybe say then that the people who are benefiting from, let's say, Mickey Mouse degrees are the people who have it in their blood, the skilled? And if you're sort of under that bar, let's say, then that you're not going to benefit. Possibly it could be
Yes.
that.
Yeah.
It's a lot more nuanced than the government inevitably try and make it really. And then we have to be careful how we classify some degrees. I think we've agreed that there are some Mickey Mouse degrees, such as YouTube influencer degrees and embroidery. Such degrees are never going to give you return on your investment, for want of a better word. But I think there are other degrees which may not be able to guarantee you a certain earning potential, but are still very, very useful degrees. And without, for example, arts degrees and similar courses, what happens to the value add to the UK economy by music, film, and all other aspects of the creative industries? The UK is still one of the biggest music producing countries in the world. And we also make huge films here, such as the Bond franchise and Game of Thrones. You know, these things may not be as predictable, but when they do happen, they produce huge amounts of income.
Michael Jackson actually recorded in Northern Ireland.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they always talk about people wanting instant gratification, but maybe this is the case of the government wanting instant gratification.
Yes, exactly. They want you to come out of university, which I can see why, in some cases, it's very short-term thinking.